理课堂听 class.com。
Challenges to U.S. military in the next century. Interview with Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, Dr. James N. Miller, Jr.
How do you view challenges to U.S. military in the next century? What will be the toughest challenges? What will be the most likely future challenge that is different from that faced today?
That is a very good question. Many aspects of the early part of the next century are not hard to project, because many of the challenges that we face today will still be with us, not just in the next couple of years, but for the next decade or more. One of those that the QDR emphasized, and that I believe the RMA is very important in dealing with,is the problem of so-called asymmetric warfare. And that would include the threat of chemical and biological, or potentially nuclear, but particularly chemical and biological weapons against U.S. forces, allies, and possibly the United States territory. Terrorism is another element of asymmetric warfare, as is information operations.The possibility of attacks on U.S. theater communications or on the U.S. infrastructure, whether military, more broadly governmental, or including private as well. And we've seen some hacker activity lately that I think is a reminder that this could be a very serious problem indeed. Those are very serious challenges. Others that I would addwould be the something that the Marine Corps is very much emphasizing with Army participation, military operations in urban terrain. This could come in the context of anything from peacekeeping in a somewhat hostile environment, even small numbers of hostile people can make that quite difficult, as you know, to a large-scale military operations in which an adversary might decide to go to the cities in order to gain sanctuary.This is a very difficult problem and a very different type of conflict from what it looked like in Desert Storm. The U.S. is, I expect, and the defense strategy would say, that the U.S. is going to retain its power projection capabilities. And projecting power has a number of difficulties. The possibility of access denial by chemical or biological weapons,or even sufficient numbers of conventional missiles, is certainly an area of concern. And I can imagine a number of new challenges. Some project extended proliferation of cruise missile to countries that today don't have them, which, married with chemical and biological agents, would pose a very, very difficult threat. Continued work in bioengineering,could produce new types of viruses. As difficult as it is to imagine why people would do this, but to the extent that a terrorist group or a nation put sufficient resources to such an effort that is challenging that, again, could be very daunting. The bio threat is one that we see today, but with fundamentally new pieces or agents in the mix, the challenge would increase. To some extent, the challenges of the future depend on the success of the shaping portion of our strategy. And I hope very much that the focus that's been put on that will help. Getting beyond the operational level and thinking for a moment about global politics, you have to look, for example,at whether we are improving relationships with Russia since the Cold War end. It's been a great power historically, and our success with that relationship is critical. The same is true of China. If we face a resurgent China that doesn't like the United States, then that will be a challenge that none of us should even want to consider. The point is that the nature of U.S. relations today with China, Russia, and also other countries will affect the challenge faced by the U.S. military in the future. So the shape part of our strategy is very, very important.
Secretary Cohen raised the shape, respond, prepare strategy in his report of the Quadrennial Defense Review last May. What is the essence and main points of this new strategy?
As we have already talked about, it's extremely straightforward. First, the department should support national efforts to shape the international environment in ways favorable to United States interests. Second, the military must have the capacity to respond to crises when they occur. And third, we must prepare now for an uncertain future. In other words, we must ensure that we have the capacity to shape and respond in the future, as well as in the present. Within the shape portion, and I know you've read the QDR, so know the main pieces, the leadership of the department has been very active with military-to-military contacts at many levels as well. And one of the recent things that happened since the QDR is that each of the commanders-in-chief, each of the regional CINCS, has been asked to create a theater engagement plan that specifies the CINC's objectives in the region and how that CINC will work with regional partners, including joint combined exercises and other activities with all of the players in the region. Systematically planning engagement is an important part of implementing the shaping strategy. Having American forces prepared, about 100,000 in Europe and 100,000 in Asia, is an important part of forward presence. The capacity to deter conflict by that presence, if necessary, and by the continuing military capabilities that we have at home that could be brought to bear, is also a part of shaping. So is the capacity to deter as well as to interact with people in a region. Now, to the response capacity. The U.S. military must have response capabilities across the full spectrum of possible operations. From very small-scale humanitarian and peace operations to major theater war. And again, the deterrence aspect of the shaping portion of the strategy requires the capacity to respond along the full spectrum, up to and including the nuclear deterrence provided by our nuclear weapons. They prepare now for the future portion of our strategy. We've talked about a core element of it in talking about the RMA. In addition, one of the things that the department is working hard to do is to operate more efficiently internally, to conduct a revolution in business affairs. For example, take the Defense Reform Initiative that reduced the Office of the Secretary of Defense and other parts of the department, and the ongoing effort to streamline the department at all levels. Also, consider the desire to reduce military infrastructure, the bases in the United States and overseas, as appropriate. These steps are part of being sure that the department can live within the resource constraints it has and is efficient enough to be prepared for the future. As I said before, the RMA efforts, including not only experimentation, but also science and technology development, is a very important part of the Prepare Now. Finally, continuous intelligence projections and assessments, though very difficult, provide necessary pieces in considering what possible future capabilities we may need. All of these are important pieces of the prepare portion of the strategy.
Practice listening to words.
词汇听力练习.
Tough.
艰难的.
QDR, Quadrennial Defense Review.
4年防务审查.
Asymmetric Warfare.
非对称战争.
Terrorism.
恐怖主义.
Infrastructure.
基础设施.
Hacker.
电脑黑客.
Marine Corps.
美国海军陆战队.
Urban Terrain.
城区地形.
Hostile.
敌对的.
Adversary.
敌人, 对手.
Sanctuary.
避难所.
Power Projection Capability.
力量投送能力.
Denial.
否定, 否认.
Proliferation.
扩散.
Cruise Missile.
巡航导弹.
Viruses.
病毒.
To the extent.
到什么程度.
Daunt.
威吓.
Resurgent.
重新崛起的.
Straightforward.
直截了当的.
CINC. Commanders in Chief.
总司令.
Engagement.
接触.
Objective.
目标.
Implement.
执行.
Forward presence.
前沿存在.
Deter.
阻止.
Spectrum.
频谱.
Humanitarian.
人道主义.
Internally.
在内部.
Defense Reform Initiative.
国防改革倡议.
Streamline.
精简.
Assessment.